Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. And I hope you've been enjoying my interview with iHead from Ericsson LG. This is part two. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks, guys. So, iHead, we've just launched the EMG 100 in Australia. And let's be honest, it's seen some fantastic growth. It's going to be Australia's number one selling phone system due to our channel. Are you guys still doing research and development in on-premise with what you just said? Obviously, cloud is the future, but I mean, we just released a new on-premise system. What do you think is going to happen there?
So, you know, we still see demand for these solutions in the marketplace on a global level. And as a result, we're still continuing to invest in this space. Not only the EMG 100 is a new, you know, on-prem solution or technology that we've just launched, but also a new series of endpoints, which is still, you know, hardware, CapEx, you know, mobile will be a big part as well. And we're developing WebRTC-based applications that will sit on an endpoint as well, but to be able to take advantage of the system capability, both on-prem and cloud. And I think, you know, one of the dangers for me that we could or we potentially get caught up in, Marlon, is we start to talk about technology to the customer. And I think, you know, the beauty of the portfolio that we have and the strategy and approach that we've taken into the market is that we can choose not to play that game. And we talk about, we can have a business conversation with the customer. And I think it's the real challenge for you and for us and our partners is to be able to match a solution that meets that customer requirement and customer expectation. And it could be that it is an on-prem system if they have a static, you know, very predictive workforce and don't have this dynamic requirement to, you know, scale up and scale down and add features and remove features on a you know, seasonal basis or whatever. They may be better suited to cloud, but there's other customers that, you know, may be better suited to an on-prem. And I think what our portfolio and our approach allows us to do for us and our partners is to have a business conversation with the customer and then use the portfolio of solutions that we have and matching that to the right customer need. So my preference is to have that conversation rather than a technology conversation. Because if you've only got cloud, everything, you know, every issue looks like a nail. And if you've only got on-prem, then that, you know, you're trying to shoehorn that solution to every customer requirement. And we just don't have to play that game.
I had this very conversation with a customer the other day, and I explained to him Ericsson LG's feature sets. We're not going to push you into one type of technology. I mean, we've got access now to on-premise solutions, which can turn into a hybrid cloud solution, which can turn into a virtualized solution on VMware, and can be put into cloud solution into AWS. And as I explained through to the customer at that stage there that, you know, I'm not a salesperson that has to go in there and say, well, cloud is the best because that's the only product I have. I don't have to go in there and say that on-premise is the best because that's the only product I have. Ericsson LG's solution sits across any solution that the customer needs. And I think that's one of the great offerings from you guys at the moment.
And I think what's also missed, Marlon, and one point that I'd like to emphasize is that we've got feature parity and integration across the portfolio. This is not a portfolio that is being kind of stitched together through various acquisitions and you know, integrations with other vendors. This is all integrated and built from within a core set of technologies, which allows us to be able to leverage the investments we've made in our endpoints and in our applications and in our platform so that we can get feature parity and reduce the CapEx. So it's a very much an integrated solution, and you can transparently pass through on-prem, on-cloud, virtualized or private cloud, hybrid cloud with the different elements in the portfolio with a consistent user experience, which is unique, I think, in the marketplace today.
I definitely agree with you in that. You touched on a very dear topic close to my heart, iHead. I hear we're about to get a new range of handsets, the 1000 series handsets. You guys are producing that for us right now, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct. We're in the final phase now of the NPI program. So they've been developed, they've been tested, they've been launched. There's a significant amount of improvements made on the 9000s. I love the 9000 series that we launched. The 1000 series gives us more color options, gives us much better integration with mobile capabilities. There'll be an Android version as well that we will launch to provide the application and endpoint capability. So, you know, Gigi across the entire platform as well. So, and paperless expansion keys or TSSs. So another big,
absolutely,
big bonus.
For me, when I saw the new handsets, just having all color and all paperless, you know, it looks beautiful. I'm really excited to be getting those launched very shortly. With that said,
Marlon, one other thing that we're also implementing as we launch these endpoints is a zero touch deployment and configuration capability through a cloud system. We're calling PRS, it's phone provisioning system. So look out for that as well and get to know that, because you can imagine the power of being able to deploy an endpoint without having to do a customer visit or a customer touch straight from the factory. So I think that's also going to be a huge you know, customer experience improvement over where we were with previous versions of our endpoints.
Absolutely. And I mean, everyone sort of loves a faster and easier install, and that's definitely one of the key things in the new 1000eyes. I'm really pumped about them. Now, I have to be honest, sometimes in Australia, we're perceived as, you know, playing in that small end of town. You know, you sort of, you're 5 to 15 handset type of town, but we obviously have some massive customers here in Australia as well. But overseas, I mean, you head up international sales. Is there any large businesses you guys deal with, or government departments, even in Korea or worldwide? Anyone that you could notable?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the greatest misnomer of our business that we're a, you know, small, medium end business. We have tons of customer references in the large enterprise space. I mean, here in Korea and around the world, in the US, UK, and we support verticals that is, you know, very broad, such as defense. So in Korea, for example, we dominate in both the Korean Army, the Korean Navy, the Korean Air Force, the police function. We have huge, you know, retail customers in Lotte Mart and others. We have portfolio of products that can scale all the way up to the top end of town. What limits us, I believe, in some of our international operations from being able to target those market segments is really the channel to market function. We're pretty much a channel-led organization, and not having that direct touch and direct presence in some of these markets lends us to have a more difficult chance of securing those. It's not a technology issue, it's more a channel to market issue that inhibits us somewhat. So yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, as we move into cloud-based services, we're finding more and more, even though the early adopters of that technology was small business, more and more these days it's mid-market and large enterprise. And so we're seeing, even in markets where we have a more advanced or mature cloud-based platform, in the UK, we're winning deals with 600 and 800 and 1,000 plus endpoints. So that's certainly not SMB end of town. That's mid-market and large enterprise, you know, scale of town. Just like to win more of them.
Absolutely. And I do love that you say 800 extensions is mid-market. Our poor little Aussie battlers over here, that would definitely be an enterprise. You've been too long in Korea if you're thinking those sort of things, buddy.
Mid-market now for me too, unfortunately.
Absolutely. But one last one there for myself, and I've really enjoyed the conversation, is a little cheeky, but obviously, you know, we've won Distributor of the Year a couple of times. How do we sit in the global market? I mean, we've got some pretty fantastic salespeople in Australia. Where would you say we sit, scale? Because I'm sure there's a few of them that want to know these type of things.
Look, there's no question that ARIA is one of our most valued partners globally, and we enjoy a very long and a very successful relationship with ARIA in the Australian market. And what I will tell you is, even though we define ourselves as an enterprise business, and we are, it's interesting to note the correlation where we have a T1 T1 operator relationship, we have a very good market position. So in the case of Australia, obviously through Telstra as a very dominant channel to market, but other markets where we have those relationships, such as South Africa with Telkom South Africa, in Israel with Bezeq, we tend to do very, very well and dominate. But certainly, yeah, top three is what I will tell you in terms of the scope. But in terms of market share, absolute brilliant. I mean, you know, I've seen market reports in the SMB where we have, you know, 20 to 30% market share. We own 50% of, you know, Telstra's TBS program on a consistent basis. So I think, you know, from a performance perspective and a customer Telstra relationship perspective, it's been absolutely amazing and phenomenal what you guys have been able to do for us in the local market. And I tip my hat off to Aria and the reseller community there, because pound for pound, I think we have the best reseller team in the business. And that's what's enabled us to be able to maintain our market leadership position in the Australian market. And as we migrate the business and transform it to cloud, as and when the time comes, my expectation and my plan is that we continue that dominance of the SMB and mid-market space in the Australian market through our relationship, but also by serving our customers with the solutions that they've come to expect and they need to do, you know, to conduct their businesses.
Basically, you're saying you love us. Is that what you're saying?
Well, of course I do. My heart's
thank
there.
Thank you, mate. Freddie, thanks very much for joining my podcast.
Appreciate it.
Catch up again very, very soon. And guys, what I do see from Ericsson LG is that we've got such a predominant brand in Australia. We're a very well-kept secret sometimes. However, these systems over the years, there hasn't been a feature that Ericsson LG can't deliver to a lot of our competitors. And I think that's why we do extremely well in the Australian market. And I mean, we basically are Ericsson LG in Australia. We've had this partnership for many years. And it's always great to talk to people like yourself. Thank you very much for joining me, Ahed.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure to talk with you today, Marlon.
And thanks, everyone, for listening for this extra long version of the podcast. Please subscribe to my channel and look forward to seeing you all out there. Good luck.